Our last session for the day is Challenges of Development from a Landowner's Perspective, Established Municipalities versus Growing Municipalities. And we have Ms. Sinclair, who's heading this up.
Yeah.
And then you also have Justin Belmore and John Land and Seth
Merrick.
All right. I don't want to.
I can just press forward on this.
Yes, there's also this.
All right. We'll try not to take all the time because I think everybody here is ready to go to happy hour or something better than sitting here. But we were challenged with, give us some reasons and difficulties why there's a difference between building and constructing from a developer's perspective in established municipalities versus emerging municipalities. I just jumped right into it. Why don't we introduce ourselves? Go ahead, Justin.
Justin Belmore, Meritage Homes, Vice President of Land Acquisition.
I'm Seth Merrick, and with BGE, we're a engineering consulting firm, and I'm our Vice President of Land Development in Central Texas.
I'm John Land. I retired from the City of Farmers Branch after 20 years in December and started North Shore Solutions. I currently hold the title of CEOG, which is CEO and OG, and we basically help the public sector and private sector work together on land entitlements, incentives, public-private partnerships. One regret. So I've sat through most of the sessions today, and I honestly didn't think they would be that interesting. At a law conference, this is my first time here, and it was wildly educational. And I deeply regret agreeing to go last today. We're between you and happy hour and after so many wonderful speakers. And I kind of feel like the Reverend Robert Jones. Is anybody familiar with the Reverend Robert Jones? I didn't expect you to be. Reverend Robert Jones was the person who followed Martin Luther King at the Million Man March after he delivered the I Have a Dream speech. Anticipating you not knowing that, we actually found a clip from that day, and I think our guests back in the sound booth are going to show that for us.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your next speaker, the Reverend Robert Jones.
Nobody can follow that.
Oh, all right. Good afternoon. That is the best speech I've ever heard in my entire life. Ever. I have never heard a better speech. And now it is my turn to speak. Huh. We put this running order together, right? You know, Dr. King, he actually covered a lot of what I was going to say. My speech is, you're going to find this funny, y'all. My speech is actually called A Vision for the Future. I'm not saying that Dr. King copied my speech. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he tried to copy.
So we have that.
So tell us how you really feel about speaking, John, today. Well, thank you for that bit of humor to set this. This has been a fun group to work with. We really had a lot of fun getting this presentation together. So we went through and said, well, first we need to define what is a emerging city or municipality versus a established. Let me see if I can. So anybody on this panel, what did we decide? How did we figure out what was emerging and established? And we figured there were a lot of them that were just kind of on in between. So give us some examples of.
Yeah, certainly. When we were trying to frame a definition for what is emerging and what is established, we kind of settled on, hey, it's a spectrum and it's a little bit of the eye of the beholder. So your opinion of what emerging and established may differ from what ours is.